Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads as we look at the word. The God of faithfulness, steady our hearts today, teach us to love with endurance, with hope, and with courage. Amen. Our texts for today will be found in 1 Corinthians 13 and Romans chapter 8. One of the key elements of those passages is this: love never fails. Love never fails. We've actually reached the final message in our series, Living in Love, a journey through what it means to reflect Christ's heart in our world. We've looked at, firstly, the call to love. We've looked at love that listens. We've looked last week, love that reconciles. The week before, love that reconciles. And last week, love that serves. Today, we close with a theme that holds all the others together, and that is that the love that endures. In 1 Corinthians 13, Paul describes the kind of love that doesn't disappear when things get hard. The kind of love that keeps showing up. The kind of love that holds steady through storms. That is not sentimental love. That is resilient. It's gritty. It's anchored love. It's love that lasts. We have seen, and I think even today it's being recognized, the culmination of the last decade of work that we have done in the community has shown a love that endures for the people around us. It wasn't a one-year program. It didn't shut after 6 months. It didn't close when there was not enough money. It endured. And that's because of this kind of love. So my first point here is love that holds fast. Paul writes in Corinthians, love is patient, love is kind, it always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. This is love with backbone. Love that doesn't give up when the first sign of trouble appears. How often do we when I was at high school and you'd see groups of friends and particularly the girls I knew, they'd all get to go, oh, I love you so much. And if I watched TV and I saw like some American kind of thing, there was like, oh, I love you. And I'm thinking, you don't know who you're talking to. Like, you just, what's going on? And there was this kind of gushing of affection and being nice and sweet and, oh, give me a big hug. And then you'd watch a moment later the backstabbing begin. Or you would see like, you know, oh, they offended me, so I don't love them anymore. Well, you never did then. Think of the vineyards across Te Matua Māui. Vines endure wind, rain, heat, frost, yet year after year they hold fast and they bring fruit. The roots go deep, the branches cling to the trellis. Enduring love is the same. It stays connected. So let me tell you this and remind you of this. Enduring love is not fragile. It is rooted. If we look in Romans 8, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution? And that brings me to my second point. Love in the storm. Paul answers with absolute certainty. Nothing. Not death, not life, not fear, not failure. When life gets difficult, Christ's love does not retreat. It draws nearer. You know, as we were approaching the end of the year and I'm thinking, God, you know, this could all be over. And I remember lying in bed and I looked at my wife. I said, you know, if this stops, we might lose our house. And then I had someone else say to me, have you lost your faith? And I was like, didn't God bring you this far? Well, yeah, he did. Then what do you think's going to happen next? Christ's love does not retreat. It draws near. After Cyclone Gabriel, our region saw both devastation and compassion. People crossed roads and rivers to help neighbours they hardly knew. That is enduring love, love that stays present in the storm. You know, enduring love, and again, you know, I want you to remember this, enduring love is revealed not in the calm, summery, blue skies days, but the difficult ones. You know, I love that our community leaps up at Christmas and wants to do lots of charitable things and provide gifts and parcels to struggling families and struggling people, and they want to do all of that stuff. And yet our call is during the winter when it's cold and nobody wants to go out and do anything. Enduring love is revealed not by the calm days, but by the difficult ones. And number three, this is one that we often struggle so much with, love that remains when feelings fade. It's my third point. One of the greatest challenges of Christian love is that it outlasts emotion. Feelings rise and fall. Seasons shift. But love, grounded in Christ, remains steady. Paul says, love never fails. Not because we are so strong. Oh yes, our love is so strong. We just so love dealing with our community, and we just so love the challenging behaviours that we have to deal with, and it's just so enjoyable to be working into some of these difficult conflicts. No. It's not because we are so strong, but because God's love within us is unshakable. If you're finding your love is being shaken, then ask yourself, where's it coming from? Is this God's love or is it just my poor imitation? You know, in long relationships and friendships and marriages and whānau bonds, love deepens not because everything is easy, but because people choose to stay, because people choose to forgive, because people choose to grow. Here's my point there. Love becomes endurance when it becomes a choice. You see, when we feel good about people, we can go, I love you, and it feels easy to love. Oh, it's so easy to love you because you're so nice. And then God calls us to love people who hate us. Oh, well, that doesn't feel so good, does it? Love becomes endurance when it becomes a choice, when you have to choose to love someone, not just because it feels easy to love them. You have to choose. How will I respond to this person? Will I respond to them with hate or disdain or disgust or resentment? Or will I choose to love? There is where Christ's love is shown, and it becomes an enduring love. Number four, love that bears witness. You see, enduring love is a testimony. It speaks to the world. There is something deeper here. There is something divine. When we persevere in love, when we persevere in reconciliation and service and forgiveness, people see Christ. You know, one of the results from the research that was done by Auckland University, and borne out in some respondents, what they said was that they saw Jesus when they were having their meals. And they said, what do you mean by that? We just saw who Jesus would be if he was here in what everyone was doing. We saw people that looked like what we imagined Jesus would be like. There weren't scriptures on the wall, there wasn't Bibles littered about the room or tracts, or there wasn't somebody saying, hey, let me tell you about Jesus, because everybody could see him. There's a love that bears witness to the nature of Christ, because it's not natural. And if I think about those who keep showing up week after week, I was thinking about Annette and Steve up the back there, and I mean, there's a number of others, but I was more thinking of them when I would see them show up week after week. Remaining patient, serving with humility, even when they were treated like servants. Hey, Steve. And faithfulness. Their endurance tells a story. I mean, I've known Annette now for a little while, and I know sometimes there have been some pretty significant physical challenges, yet she continues to show up. That endurance tells a story. That endurance tells me that God's love is real, right? The people that keep showing up continuously, even when it's not fun, even when they've copped a ton of abuse or something and they show up the following week. Incredible. Enduring love reveals the character of Christ. And we see it in action as a church community, as a church family. We see that week after week. I've seen it over these last 10 years of people showing an enduring love and revealing the character of Christ. My last point here, point five, love that waits with hope. Endurance in Scripture is not passive. It's not passive. It's hopeful. It looks forward. It trusts that God is at work, even when we can't see clearly. So many times, I haven't been able to see clearly. And so I've had to reach out to hold the hand of God to lead me through what I'm unsure of. But I am hopeful. And I trust that God is at work even when I can't see. Romans 8 speaks of a love that holds us firmly until the very end. A love that carries us through loss, through uncertainty, and through change. Think of the long rows of apple trees that seem bare in the winter. Yet beneath the cold soil, life is waiting. Come spring, the blossoms return. Hope is like that, unseen but alive. Enduring love waits with that kind of hope. One of the first challenges that I really felt the Lord challenge me on when dealing with the community that we deal with and the way we do it is you need to hold hope for people who can't hold any. And I remember my wife telling me of this well-meaning person saying, I love what you do. You know, I love that you're working with these no-hopers. And I said, but that's true. They don't have any hope. It's been stripped away. And so it's up to us to hold it. Because we know a God that can raise his son from the dead. He can give hope to the hopeless. Right? And so we hold that hope as long as we must for others. Because our hope's eternal, our hope's secure, our hope is permanent and certain and right and strong. So we hold hope for people who people have written off. We hold hope for people who others have discarded. We hold hope for people that people say, they're no hopers, there's no change, nothing will change, no one will be any different. Why would you bother? That person isn't going to get anywhere. We don't believe that because God isn't like that, and our hope is in Christ. I can't fix the homelessness problem. This church couldn't fix the homelessness problem. The country's government certainly can't fix the homelessness problem. But who can? God. And so if my hope is placed in him, I don't have to worry about him failing. I know he will succeed. And so what I do is I hold hope for people who have not been able to hold it for a very long time. unseen but alive. Enduring love waits with that kind of hope. Enduring love is fueled by hope, not willpower. I can want to do something. I can say, I am going, I can make all kinds of commitments and I can make all kinds of promises. But all I have is an eternal hope in the promises of God. So this week, how can we live out that kind of enduring love? Well, here's some little practical steps that might help you. First of all, stay the course. Choose one relationship or commitment where you feel weary and ask God for renewed strength just in that relationship. Lord, it's tough. We've been friends a long time and just at the moment I'm finding it very difficult to like them. I'm feeling weary in this relationship. And ask God for renewed strength, that it might be a God-inspired and sustained kind of love. And number two, practice steadfast presence. Show up. Even when you don't feel like it. Presence is a powerful form of love. You know, one of the realities is presence is a ministry on its own. You know, I remember sitting with some friends of ours when their mother was in a coma and she was close to death. And just being there, there's no conversation, there was nothing we could say with her, but being there brought peace for their family. And she says, you know, she just... We sang a little bit and she raised her hand lying on the bed and her face was peaceful and her daughter said to me, oh, that's just because you're here. Being present, practice that. Show up even when you don't feel like it. Number three, anchor yourself in God. Spend time each day remembering that God's love for you does not shift or fade. He's not sitting on one of those rotating office chairs and when you're good, he's looking at you, and when you're not, he spins the chair and looks the other way. That's not how God is. He doesn't turn on his love for you when you're good and turn it off when you're bad. He loves you. The reason that he went to the cross is because he thought you were worth it before you even knew him. There's no debt that you owe him. You couldn't pay it even if you tried your entire life or for eternity. You can't pay back a debt that's already been paid. Anchor yourself in God, remembering his love for you does not shift, it does not turn, and it does not fade. Here's another tough one, especially when we're enduring. If we've been in a relationship, or many relationships for a long time, what happens is over time there's like a tally of things that we're annoyed about or resentful of. Forgiveness is often the heart of enduring love. So my challenge to you this week is forgive again. Ask the Spirit for courage to forgive. It's impossible to be close to someone for a very, very long time and not have something that annoys you. For my wife, it's my mansplaining. Because I feel the need to just... And probably the worst thing I can do to upset her is say something like, do you understand? That's a good swift kick. Ask the Spirit for courage to forgive. My wife is an incredibly courageous woman, given the amount of time she's had to forgive. And number five, hold some hope this week. Speak hope into situations. When somebody's going, oh, you know, it worries me, this is how it's so terrible. Instead of going, yeah, that sucks, that sounds pretty terrible. Maybe speak hope into that situation. Yeah, but God loves you. And we'll be with you, and I'll be here with you. And we'll get through this together. Speak hope into situations that feel stuck, and then pray hope, and then live hope. It's no good just saying, you know what, oh, you know, yeah. Well, you know, it'll get better, and walking away. Why don't you actually pray into that when you're at home? Why don't you live in anticipation, knowing that God is going to meet us in these situations? Miraculously, and I'm not sure how it happened, but Hastings Church has become a beacon of enduring hope over these last few years. A community known not just for passion, but for perseverance. A people who stay through hardship, who serve with grit, and who forgive with courage. Imagine if beyond this kind of beacon of God's love, our city became marked by it, refusing to give up on people. I want to ask you a question, and then we're just going to pause for a moment, because I want you to listen to with the Holy Spirit to answer this question. Where is God calling you to endure in love? And when people would ask those kinds of questions, I would immediately be going, Lord, you know, who do you, you know? I just learned often I just had to be silent, because what God was trying to say would become incredibly clear all of its own accord, because that's how the Holy Spirit works. I don't have to strain. I can just trust Him. In conclusion, and 5 minutes late, to live in love is to endure with Christ's strength. Our love lasts because His love lasts. God of hope, strengthen us with your enduring love. May we become a people who persevere in faith, in compassion, and in service. And I ask that for each one here, they would go in the unfailing love of Christ, a love that endures forever. Amen.